Today's show is sponsored by Anchor. Gives you everything you need in one place for free, which you can use right from your phone or computer. You want to be heard on platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more? They'll distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere. Start making your message heard today. If you didn't know, now you do. Get over to anchor.fm today. Hello and welcome to the first episode of my new podcast. My name is Shakaya Morris. I'm the host and creator behind all things The Powers of Her. I'd like to extend a thanks to everyone who is listening to this right now. This is a huge moment in my life, personally, as I'm finally taking a leap to do things that will help guide me in the direction that will provide the life I envision. 30 years old now. 30 years is a great time to start finding your inner animal, your inner spirit. I'm getting to the age, I realized, where all of my jokes are sounding more like dad jokes. Seriously, this is me at the checkout. The lady is asking me if I need a bag for my milk. And I say, no, they bottled it up for me. I thought I was being hilarious. And she looks at me with a stone face. And I say, I'll try it again. So she puts eggs under the bread. And I said, oh, don't worry. They're not going anywhere. And that time she smiled. So I thought, maybe I'm getting somewhere. I just wanted her to smile, I think. Mind you, I spend 96% of my time rocking out to 90s music or Baby Shark, trying to wrangle the baby and get her potty trained and do all of this that I'm trying to get done. And I know some of you can relate to that. But what's going on right now? Currently, I am finishing illustrating and writing a second book, Renewable Energy, for kiddos, and parents can learn something too. These are so that the little ones have the ability to share their knowledge. These will be books about things that will be utilized in the real world. The books teach them adventures of STEM through sustainability, inclusion, renewable energy, and so many more than that. I will also have hidden object games in the books to kind of incorporate a little memory and see how well they remembered what the item's name or color was. So right now I'm just writing books, studying. I'm a student at Arizona State University, studying sustainability. I have a son and a daughter. I have a great partner. I have always enjoyed helping others, and dedicate my free time to making positive changes for others or the environment. And that includes the communities, that I have lived in. I have had the chance to not live in many different, like, exotic places, but I have had the chance to go around and see how different cities and different communities actually live and how some are welcoming and some are kind of stuck to themselves. So I want to bring a sense of unity to communities. We've got a lot of violence going on and a lot of division and a time where we should be coming together because the world needs it, literally. So I have taken my stance by putting out a podcast to help kind of get the message of sustainability and inclusion on a bigger and a global level. I know it is seen more globally than in the United States as far as initiatives that are more proactive than we are here, but I feel like the more and more we start mainstreaming it, the more and more it will just become innate in our lifestyles and in our schedules. So I hope that with doing the podcast and putting out these different illustrative articles and eventually I'll work up enough nerve to put out videos that will help kind of give you a backstory of why I am doing the Bring Unity to the Community project and the Resilient Hero Sustainable Actions charity that I have founded. I would love, love, love to connect with my audience. And one way that you can connect with me is by going to my Twitter page. I have just started a Twitter page, The Powers of Her. You can also go to my personal Twitter page, which is World Needs SOMO, and that's WORLDNEEDS underscore SOMO. You can just keep track of things that my little dad jokes or things that I'm doing. I like to post. I like to give little updates here and there and let you know kind of what I'm doing with the show. I will send in little doodles. I like to wake up and draw little doodles. Or if I'm just sitting there trying to think of another book idea, I will draw up little doodles and see what the audience thinks. So I'd like to get your feedback on several projects I've got coming up. So stay tuned for those. And after these messages, we will speak more about how my journey has led me up to a podcast and more about why I have chosen a podcast over other platforms. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Seriously. You can record anywhere, right from your phone. Even better, they provide opportunities to easily make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. To make your message heard today, go over and download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome back. So what has brought me up to this point is understanding of communities and just with the knowledge that I'm learning with this subject in school as these events are happening environmentally, in society. There's so many things that are happening that we need to make a stance. And I realized, you know, our time here, it really is temporary. And to make it worth the struggles, the heartaches, you know, the loss, I chose to start The Powers of Her. So what's brought me to this point and why did I start a podcast is very simple. I have children, be it familial, be it environmental. It's just realizing that, you know, time is temporary. It really is temporary. So here we are. I started The Powers of Her to create a dialogue about issues and share my views about upcoming trends that I believe should be made more important. So, you know, I may not say trendy phrases or know the latest dance move, but I do know that I want my realness and my message to be felt through positive vibrations. I want to use my voice as a platform for change. Hence the reason I chose a platform of podcasting versus a video. You can listen to a podcast anywhere at all times going to sleep. You don't want to sit there and have to see a video and what somebody's doing. You know, there's so many different reasons why. But I want you to leave each show with the knowledge of something that you can use in your life. I will have guests on, and these guests will be from a sustainable, financial entrepreneur background. There could be so many other, like, artists. If you are dealing with, if you're a scientist or I'm here to reach every aspect. I'm a parent, so I'll be talking about parenting things, of course, but I want to encourage you to use these, this message in your life, or share with others to encourage them to have a more holistic and equitable approach when dealing with community and self. So a little backstory would be, you know, growing up, I was always the loud one, you know, the tomboy that everybody thought would look better in a dress, than the holy shirts and shorts and no shoes. But even then, you know, I like to beat at my own drum. So this may be because, you know, it was difficult to identify in the world. You know, being mixed, being biracial, it is very difficult when you have two different, you know, family dynamics that are coming together. And it's, you know, the world is so black and white or zero and ones, and that's not the way it should be. So I feel like with that, others can then relate and, you know, pick up on what I am trying to do. I'm trying to create a sense of understanding and acceptance. So there's a genuine way of beauty and emotion, and we as a society have, you know, just like makeup, we have hidden who we truly are. And I feel like we must come together regardless of however you identify with gender, orientation, your relationship with others. But the world needs us. So my message would be to encourage, I would encourage opposing ideas. But I would also like to make a dialogue and connect with you and share my experience in networking with individuals, having innovative and creative people on, interviewing them to inform you of sustainable and green efforts that are being made every single day that we must pay attention to. So if you don't know about these things that are happening, you can come here and find out the latest trend or the newest innovation in green technology. I will try my best to get great talent, motivating speakers, people that will be able to help send a positive message, because maybe then we can come up with a solution that will benefit everyone. You must understand that I will not tolerate discrimination of any kind. If you would like to continue to follow me on this journey, come back every week. I will have a different show every Friday. Starting with this show and every other Friday, it will be a solo show where I will discuss a following trend, be it in food, be it in health. Just follow my page on thepowersofher.com. Every week I will list the type of shows before they will come out. And I really thank you for coming along with me on this journey with me today. If you want to reach out to me, I'm on Instagram at The Powers of Her, on Twitter at The Powers of Her, and World Needs SOMO. That's WORLDNEEDS _SOMO. Or you can email me at thepowersofher@gmail.com to see how you can become part of the show. I thank you for joining me. Love, light, and peace. The Powers of Her. Creative and innovative minds spark conversations to start thinking inside the circle. Available on Anchor, Podbean, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you listen to podcasts, and at thepowersofher.com. Don't forget to come back tomorrow as I have an exclusive interview with guest Chaz Vandemater.